Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking in a baby penguin up onto his feet to shield the baby from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly, deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now, apart again. Then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow your energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy, warm your body. The energy divides and streams to both sides of your body. Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. feel it flowing down the insides of your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now, imagine the ball splitting into two and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet. Now, feel the loving energy slowly flow up the inside of your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big, colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, and each ball melting into your toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up the inside of your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking an egg up onto his feet to shield the baby from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is, What's the Weather? Resting in his cozy den, the warm earth hugged the little groundhog. Gus was rolled into a ball, his little pink nose tucked gently under his furry paws. Gus's coat was fluffy and thick to keep him warm during his winter nap. The little groundhog's eyes fluttered open as he noticed some muffled sounds. What was all that? Gus rubbed his eyes and yawned. He wondered what the sounds were and whether he should bother leaving his cozy bed to figure it out. The noise continued, and the little groundhog began to feel more and more curious. Maybe it was something really exciting. Gus stretched and decided to take a peek outside. At the opening of his entrance tunnel, Gus saw sunshine lighting up the dark brown ground. The little groundhog hobbled down the tunnel and then slowly peeked outside. The roar of cheers filled the air, startling Gus. He ducked back into his tunnel and the cheering stopped. Slowly, Gus lifted his head back out, and the cheering began again. This time, Gus blinked in the bright sunlight and looked around. Smiling people surrounded his home. The little groundhog wondered why they were there. He had been right. Something exciting was going on. Gus felt glad he had climbed out of his bed. The dragon walked along the edge of the forest and peeked through the trees. The people were gathered around Gus the groundhog's home, and they all seemed pretty happy. The curious dragon stopped to see what was happening. Gus looked around at the crowd and noticed everyone, kids, women, and men, were all bundled up. His nose tingled, feeling a bit chilly as the breeze tickled him. Then a woman stepped forward and said to the crowd, "Happy Groundhog's Day!" Gus felt surprised. Was there really a day just for him? All the people were smiling as they watched the little groundhog. Gus realized it must be a day just for him. Why else would all these people be here? The mayor continued, "Now we just have to see whether our friend sees his shadow and goes back inside his den." Whew! Gus felt glad to know what he was supposed to do. He had felt a little nervous with so many guests at his home, and no idea why they were there or what he should be doing. Now the little groundhog understood. He began to search the ground around his tunnel. Sure enough, he found his shadow. Gus felt the wind circle him and ruffle his fur. Brr, that was cold. The little groundhog shivered, ready to go back in his cozy den. He felt relieved. He didn't really want to stay out in the cold just because he didn't see his shadow. Gus climbed back down the tunnel and into the warm burrow. A disappointed "aww" echoed down into Gus's den as he disappeared from the people's view. Gus heard the sound of people walking away from his home. Their footsteps moved further into the distance. Cars started and rumbled away. Then, the little groundhog's world was peaceful once again. Gus yawned and stretched. He thought of all he had to be grateful for. The little groundhog was happy to have his warm den. Gus was grateful for the surprise company and glad that now he had been able to help the people out, even if it had been a rather odd request. Now the little groundhog was ready to resume his nap. Gus closed his eyes, gave himself a big hug, and then relaxed. He took a deep dragon breath in and out. Gus took another deep dragon breath in and out. Then, one more deep dragon breath in and out. His mind quieted. The little groundhog rolled onto his back, exposing his fluffy tummy. Gus covered his little pink nose with his paws and fell asleep, remembering the smiling faces that greeted him as he peeked outside on his own special day. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.